Overnight, we've had our guys and girls out there responding to any inquiries due to flooding and fallen trees. They then have been out investigating if that's an issue that we can deal with then and there, in which case we've then had chainsaw gangs out and about all night as well, clearing the most important ones to mainly keep the strategic routes open and any others that can be dealt with at the time. It's really allow extra time and take care, especially those that are on the minor roads, really, because you never know what's going to be around the next corner. So although we will have cleared an awful lot of trees that we know about, there will still be branches and trees down in sort of the more rural areas that we haven't been made aware of yet. So roads could be blocked, there could be branches just slightly overhanging. So it's really just take that extra bit of care. It's not been as bad as some, but worse than others. It has been, I mean, the winds have been much stronger than we'd initially expected overnight. And so hence, yes, it has brought a lot of trees down. And the fact that the ground is so waterlogged as well, it means that tree roots are less stable. So a lot more trees have sort of come down due to that. There will be some flooded areas. Luckily, there hasn't been sort of too much of a quantity, but it will continue to rain. And as I say, as the ground is already waterlogged, that water isn't necessarily getting away very quickly. Today, we will be getting a lot more inquiries come in as people get out and about on the roads and find these more branches and trees. So we will still have people out there dealing with it all day and probably tomorrow as well, clearing some to make sure that we sort of get all the roads open again. If people do find any that haven't been reported yet, they can go online, if possible, to our faults reporting tool at kent.gov.uk. Alternatively, they can ring our number, which is 03000 418181, and report them, and then we can get someone to them as much as possible.